This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
That is us.
That is us. Let's see, how will you be spending your $1,400 stimulus check? That's still to come. And will the next pandemic include your traumatized child? We're going to discuss
that.
What does that mean? Well, we have this pandemic of illness, of the virus.
Yeah.
Well, what have we done to our kids over, and it's not all of our fault, but I mean, what have we done to our kids in the last year? And are they going to be traumatized when this thing is over and they're going to go back?
Absolutely. I mean, this, yeah.
You know? But right now, let's rock the news.
Let's do it!
These are news stories that rock. The Gatos and Chad Show, we love classic rock. You know what I'm talking about?
We do.
So we just play some rock and we talk about the stories that rock. So, now that people are getting vaccinated, okay?
Okay.
Got something called the have shots and the have nots. Okay. So the have shots are the people who they've gotten vaccinated, and the have nots still waiting.
Yeah.
How do you mingle? Because, you know, people like to say, oh, well, I just stayed home the whole last year, which isn't the case. We've gone out. We've been careful. We've been with friends. You know, you have a little group of friends that you always see. But here's the deal. And this is what's going to start happening. Let's say you got a group. I always like to use the group of 10, right?
Okay. Group of 10. 10 people.
Well, what if 8 of them have the shots and there's one couple that doesn't have the shots? They are now saying, I feel left out.
Really?
Yes.
What if they made a conscious choice?
To not get the shots?
Yeah.
They feel left out.
Really?
Yeah,
I would totally not feel left out. I'd be like, cool, I'm around a bunch of people who I know don't have it, so we're good to go.
That's herd immunity right there.
That's herd immunity.
It's good. It's good. But it's like, it's one of those things where you talk about the virus, you talk about the vaccine, and everybody's gung-ho about the vaccine, and then you got two people who might not be. You've got two people who might just not want the vaccine, or two people that want it and can't get it, and it's starting to get into friendships.
See, here's the thing. This whole thing is very weird, because when people got it, right, like it was a scarlet letter.
When they got COVID?
Yeah, it was like, oh, weird, or when you suspect, oh, yeah, did you hear so-and-so might have COVID?
Because what people thought is, oh, well, that person didn't wear a mask, which isn't true.
Yeah, and because in a lot of cases, people not only wore masks, and there was just nothing you can do. But the funny thing is, now we're at the other side, where, what if you don't need to have the shot?
Right.
What if, like me, I don't right now need to have it. I've test positive for the antibody, so, you know.
All right, think about it this way.
Like,
right.
I know you're one of those, like, oh, my God, everybody else got it but me. I'm like, whatever.
That's true. I mean, a lot of my friends do have it, but you have the have shots and the have nots. I'm just going to be honest here.
Mm-hmm.
When I get the shot, I'm going to look for other people who have the shot. At least for that. Am I wrong to say that? What's wrong with? Let's say I want to have the team over, but let's say Pablo says he doesn't want to get the shot. Might have to snub Pablo.
Okay, here's a question.
Vaccinated people around me, so I don't have that 5% chance of getting the virus.
Here's a question: are you going to make choices based on that? Are you going to be, instead of inclusive, are you going to be exclusive to only vaccinated people?
Maybe if from the beginning, I know.
That sounds a little mean.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
He is.
Exclusionary.
Exclusionary.
Let me go a step further.
You are non-shot shaming.
So you take your phone, right?
Okay, let's do that.
You take your phone, all right? And you go to your contacts, right?
Yeah.
And let's say, I don't know, here's one contact. Mike Broomhead. Okay? Let's say that he gets the vaccine. I'm just looking. I'm going to put a V next to his name.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And let's say Becky Lynn isn't vaccinated. I'm going to put NV, not vaccinated, next to her name. So I'm going, what am I doing this Sunday? Well, let me go to the V's. Everybody is vaccinated. Let's go have dinner with that person. But, you know, the not vaccinated, you might get a call from me in 2 months.
That's so weird. But you know what, though? So what you're saying is he's not your ride or die, for those of you guys keeping score, if you know what that is. Like, you know, right? Like, see, young Quinn has looked at me. Ride or die. Mandy gets ride or die. You know, that's
there are not many people that are ride or die. You got just a few people in your life that are ride or die.
So
not everybody on your phone list is going to be ride or die.
No, but the people you would hang out with, like if I'm thinking about hanging out with somebody, whether they got the vaccine or not, we're boys. You know, we're peeps. This is what we do.
Not if you're vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated,
not you.
Me? And listen, I could be left on the cutting room floor too of a fun thing.
And you, but see here, you're the jealous one.
I'm not jealous.
You've got vaccine envy.
I have
vaccine. You will probably be the last person of all of us to get vaccinated.
Let me say
because
this right now.
You want it worse than anybody.
Listen,
it's karma.
Listen, do I have vaccine envy? Of course I do. But I've said it also before. Am I mad that a lot of my friends have it? Of course not.
No.
I want them to get it. But I think everybody should have vaccine envy. But if you're being a jerk about it and you're saying, oh, well, you know, everybody has it except me and I deserve it, well, then there's a problem there.
See, it's like when people become successful, you can always tell. Some people get mad and upset. Why him or why her?
Right.
I don't.
I don't either.
Great. I want to do that. How did they do that? Where you want everybody to be vaccinated.
I do.
But we're just all pulling for you to be last.
What you don't know, Gatos, is that you have a lot of friends who have been vaccinated, and they're all having parties and not inviting you right now.
Also, what you don't know is we all talk about how we can't wait to celebrate in front of you that we all got vaccinated.
I think it'd be great. I'm gonna clap for you, and then I'm going to go cry and not let you see it. All right. Rock the news.
Rocking it, Bert.
News stories that rock. Let's see. Let's do this one.
Ooh.
Will a vaccine ad campaign work? So you're probably going to hear something on radio. You're probably going to hear something on TV. You're going to see it on Facebook, all this kind of stuff. And it's going to be they're going to try and tell you why you should get the vaccine.
Here we go. This is not what I would have done.
As the COVID-19 vaccines become available, you might be asking yourself, should I get it? And if I do, will I be able to go about life without putting my family at risk? You've got questions.
Yes and no.
And that's normal. The fact is, the vaccines are safe and effective. They're going to save lives. To get the latest on the COVID-19 vaccines, visit getvaccineanswers.org. Because getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed. It's up to you.
Do we really need PSAs for that? I mean, do we really need PSAs? It's like, do we really need somebody to mail us a mask?
Well, a good PSA would be good. That just gave me a website. What did they? Did that person tell me any reason why I should get the vaccine?
No.
They just said, it's safe, it's effective, here's a website. Is that it?
That's it.
There's no,
No.
Let me talk you into it a little bit?
No.
How about, like, didn't we do those things, like, who are you going to get the shot for? Like, you go and get a flu shot. Do it for grandma. You got to pour it on a little bit.
You never met my family. Like, not getting a shot because of you, grandma.
Oh, jeez. Like, that's not a good ad, Chad.
That was a horrible ad.
What would you put in the ad? You said you'd do it differently. What would you do?
Look, guys, it's safe. If you think that you're going to turn into a lizard, you're an idiot, and this isn't for you. If it's for religious reasons, totally fine. If it's because you've got allergies, fine. I shouldn't have to tell you to get a vaccine, you morons. Go get the vaccine, you idiots, if it's available to you. And by the way, if you don't want to get it, but you're willing to accept the risk, I'm cool with that, too. Now, resume the rest of your day. How hard's that? Don't they used to have that thing? May cause exploding diarrhea. Blah, 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 blah. Right? Like all the other things. Like, if you have a heart, you may explode. If you have a brain, this may fall out. Your arms may fall off. You may grow tail. You may be followed by, and you may forget about God. You may know God.
I think you got to put some fear in there. Here's what I would say.
Okay, let's hear what you would say.
You're going to be immune from COVID one way or another. You can either do it via the vaccine, where you won't get ill, or don't get the vaccine, get sick, and it's not going to be a pretty picture for 1 or 2 weeks. I mean, you're going to be able to fight this disease sooner or later. I prefer the vaccine over being sick in bed for 10 days or a hospital stay or anything, or getting the vaccine, or excuse me, getting COVID, not really getting ill, not even knowing I have it, and then I give it to grandma. So I would be like,
wow, yours was also lame.
Get the vaccine, stupid.
Who liked mine? Let's all raise the hands. Who thought mine was? There we go. Hands
Nobody's
are raised.
Raising their hands. There's hands not one raised. Person raising their hand.
That's Quinn.
That's
there's
not
Mandy.
A hand.
There's
zero hands.
There's four to one.
I don't
one.
See any hands.
Everybody raised their hands, yeah. But you.
Yeah. Because yours is like, you may get sick too if you get this, but you're going to be okay.
You're all dead to me.
Yeah.
Especially you guys in there.
You guys get bonuses now. It's awful. You can't do, you're not allowed to do those commercials anymore.
That's Rock the News. News stories that rock.
That's a stupid question. Both you and theirs.
I didn't see any hands.
You'd probably put a little music underneath it. You may get sick.
You may get sick.
It's better. Mine's just informing you that if you don't do it,
you just
you're
call
an idiot.
People an idiot.
That's right. You're an idiot.
It takes zero brain power.
No.
To call
hey, look,
an idiot.
It's safe. It's safe. You got several to choose from. Some are old tech. Some are new tech. You know what? Choose what's best for you and your family.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that's right.
How will you spend your $1,400 stimulus check? It's coming up.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
All right, $1,400 stimulus check. Some of you are going to get it. Some of you aren't. But if you do get it, what do you spend it on? That's the thing. So it's $1,400. I mean, it all depends. You know, you don't have a job. You're going to spend it on, it could be past bills, food. It could be anything. But let's say that you're doing pretty good and you still get the check. Maybe does the government want us to put it back into the economy? Because I think some people will say, you know what, I'm going to save that for a rainy day.
I would assume. Look, if you have the chance to save it, you probably will.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say, because you got to think about this, you're going to get money for your kids and everything, too. It's not just for the $1,400. If it's you and your wife or your husband or your partner, your gender neutral, whatever. Just, I want to hit everybody so make sure everybody feels good.
Oh, geez.
Mr. and Mr. non-genderless potato heads get a couple of them. They've got a couple younger.
Nobody knows what you're talking about. We got to go and explain it
no,
all
everybody
over
knows
again.
We're talking. Gender. We're all going genderless now. So if you get like $5,000, you may want to spend a little bit of that if you're doing okay, right? Because you got some opportunities. And you and I have talked about the fact that there's this has definitely widened the gap between the haves and the have-nots. And the haves, they're spending money. Mm-hmm. The have-nots are struggling because I think unlike the first stimulus that came out last year, the first one where people thought, well, this isn't going to last very long. I've got found money. I'm going to spend it. This time, people are like, I need to pay bills.
It's incredible what's happened over the last year. People in food lines because they can't feed their families. And then you have other people, you know, like companies. We were talking about this off the air. There's some companies out there that are just in Arizona. They're just doing incredible business.
Yeah.
And the pandemic, like the car industry, is doing incredibly, incredibly well. You know, there's some places that just they don't have any inventory. And so, you know, you see some people doing so well and making more money than they ever had. And in the middle, there's really nobody. It's almost like you're either doing incredibly well. I mean, I know there are people in the middle, but it almost seems like you're doing incredibly well or incredibly bad.
And here's the thing. You talk about the people in the middle. Everything is unsettled. So they're in the middle today and they're doing okay, but they could, within a month or two, if things go south, they could be those people back in line.
Right.
So they're nervous and they're not going out and spending money. This they'll be more likely to save. You know, if you make $7,500 a year, you'd really have any bills and they give you $2,000.
What's the cutoff here?
I think it's the same as it was last time. $75,000 and $150,000 for a couple.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you make under 75,
you're getting
$1,400. And if you're a couple and you make under 150, you're going to get a stimulus.
And then I think up to 99, like they give you, like, you know, it kind of
prorated.
Yeah, prorated,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, we talk about this. Does everybody deserve a check? I don't think so in this point. I don't think so. I think you got to help the people who are struggling right now. And everybody says, well, why doesn't everybody get a check? Well, there's not enough money to go around, man. You got to pick your.
They're printing money like. Well,
I know, but
here, well, you know, there is money to go around. If you're asking for $1.9 trillion, trust me, you ain't giving out $1.9 trillion to the people.
Hmm.
You're giving a lot of it to a lot of other things, and you do. People don't realize most of this stuff that's in this bill It isn't starting till 2022.
But it's not all COVID stuff either.
No,
it's all this other garbage.
In fact, we all know who John Kennedy is, right? The funniest man in all time. Let's just take a listen to this, because he'll always make you smile.
Well, the bill's $2 trillion. Coming right behind it is another $3 trillion that President Biden wants for green infrastructure. The motto of the Biden administration seems to be, we can't spend too much. Any fair-minded person knows that that's a very superficial, infantile approach. Either that or the people advising President Biden have an opium habit.
Hey, listen to him all day. He's so funny.
You would listen to a politician all day?
Yeah, because he's
that was 20 seconds that I probably don't need
but
to hear again.
Oh, and some of the other stuff he's got is just because he's funny, and he takes them on with his humor, and I like that.
All right, coming up next, will the pandemic, the next pandemic, I should say.
Oh my God, the next? We're not even finished with this one.
Include your traumatized child. Stick around, Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Where news and entertainment hang out. It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, could it be that we get out of this pandemic and enter another one? It won't be a virus, but some doctors are seeing a massive pandemic of what they're calling mentally ill adolescents. So you've got kids who have not been in school. You've had kids who are homeschooled and they really don't want to be. They've had social isolation. You know, their life used to be going out with friends, and now it is, I'm going to stay at home and play on the computer. Chad, you just shared your story yesterday about your 10-year-old Jack. You said that his weight has fluctuated.
Yeah.
He's depressed. He can't see. And it's worth.
He took a mental health day yesterday. His mom said, well, you're taking a mental health day. You're going to enjoy yourself. Let's go do something.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's worse in California.
Yeah.
And I know that you hate California, and I don't blame you. They're a mess over there.
I love California, but it's not the California I grew up with.
So is that so if we take this, you know, there are all these doctors getting together and they're saying this is the next massive pandemic. It's going to deal with our kids being traumatized. Do you see you getting your son any professional help for what he's gone through over the last year after the tough conversation you had yesterday?
You know what? I don't think if we're talking here a year from now in that situation, I think every kid's probably going to need some sort of help. But at this moment, no. But he's got a couple friends that have, and his mom is very much pro that.
Are you?
And, in the right circumstances. I just think that there's also there's a reason for this. And I think getting around – he was doing okay when he was allowed to kind of go to school, where I had to pay for him to go learn at his school with his teachers were at home, which is weird, but because he got to be around some people. But there
That's
is a breaking
a
point.
Better idea. Isn't that kind of a better idea?
Yeah, it was. But then they shut it down.
Sitting at home.
Yeah, they shut it down because, you know, it's another bizarre, like, oh, somebody may have contacted, nobody got it, but it was at that point they shut it down. But you could see the difference in that month and a half, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
It was tremendous. And then this last really 6 weeks, 8 weeks, but the final straw the other night of knowing he's really not going back this year. And, you know, and then you hear Biden come out and say, we'll see, maybe by Christmas. By Christmas is not what people need to hear.
I don't think it's what people are saying either. I mean, Biden's the only one that's saying by Christmas. We had Dr. Will Humble talk the other day. Certainly by summer, we should be out of this. And you're not, I don't know if you're ever going to be out of it, but you're going to be in a much better spot.
Well, it'll just be a normal thing, like the flu.
Yeah.
I mean,
we could, you know, a lot of us will be vaccinated. We'll still wear our masks when we're asked to. If you go to a restaurant, you're going to be seated. They might still ask you to wear a mask. If you go to an Arizona Diamondbacks game, I don't know. They might still ask you to wear a mask because they have the roof closed. I don't know. But you know, you're right. I mean, Biden's pushing this thing off to Christmas, and I know why he's doing it. He wants to give himself as much leeway as possible because he's just thinking if something happens where another variant takes over. But most of us are saying, hey, listen. Even Dr. Kara Chris said it today, April. If you're in the general population in Arizona, you have a good shot at starting to get vaccinated in April. So when you look at that's only going to help kids.
Yeah,
it's only going to help kids.
Well, as long as kids can get back there.
Well,
you know?
The kids aren't going to be vaccinated. They don't have to be vaccinated. There's no real studies on that yet. But if everybody else gets vaccinated, kids can go back to normal.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, it's been hard to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the next big pandemic. I think you're going to have a lot of kids who are going to be traumatized from this past year.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind.
There are adults that are traumatized from this last year.
I just wanted to left them.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
Well, it's not easy when you lose your mom from COVID.
And you're already a hypochondriac. That's not like
it's not easy to live in that when you already don't like any of these viruses and stuff.
Like my little brother who's 21, he's like a take a shower four times a day kind of weird, like, you know, like it's and this has driven him crazy.
Well, I'll be flat out honest with you. I'm not traumatized by this.
No.
I've had anxiety over it.
Yeah.
And I think that's normal.
You don't have like a PTSD scenario,
not
but
at all.
You definitely have had some serious anxiety over this.
Definitely. Yeah. And you know, I think a lot of people have too.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, it's the beginning of this. Remember, it's like not knowing. You're walking through a door and you're touching it. Is this the, you know, what do you have? Because there was less information. We know the information that's out there now. Can things change? Yes. Anything can happen. But
We're gonna get by this in the next few months,
and we're gonna have to learn to live with this thing, through this thing, and around this thing, and that includes getting back to normal. And it is going to take, from the time you and I really started talking about this. And remember, I started talking about it before Christmas,
2 years ago.
2 years ago, I said this thing's coming. You guys watch it.
2019, around Christmas, you saw this and said we need to watch this story. And I said, well, it's over there. So
but I said, once we get through this thing, there's still going to be 20 to 30% of the population that is going to feel uncomfortable being in crowds, that's going to feel uncomfortable going out shopping, that isn't going to want to wear a mask and resume life back to its normalcy as we would know it.
And it might not even be that you think you're going to get sick, because let's say you're vaccinated and you're in a crowd, you go to an ASU game.
Yeah.
It might not be the anxiety of you think you're going to be sick. It's I haven't been around this many people in over a year. And I'm not used to that. And it's weird. And now they're breathing on me. And so I think that's going to be pretty normal. They're calling it health anxiety. There are a lot of different anxieties, social anxiety, different health anxiety. Some people think, well, I'm going to die from this virus. Some people with health anxiety, they think if I go here with all those people, then I might get sick. And, you know, the pandemic's hit people in all different ways.
It has. And kids, especially because of it's different with kids. They're not worried about the health side of it.
Yeah.
They're worried about the mental health side of it because it has been, at first, what was unique and kind of weird has become now stressful and not good for their mental and physical health.
All right. Coming up next, Mr. Potato Head. Can't call him Mr. anymore. Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
The Gatos of Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
Mr. Potato Head is the ugly-looking thing that maybe your kid is playing with. Well,
that's your sister.
Hasbro came out today and...
That's what you gotta say.
That's my sister.
Hasbro came out today and said, yeah, we're not going to call it Mr. Potato Head anymore. We're going to go gender neutral.
Gender neutral. Well, that's my brother. Wait, guys, it's not a male or female. It's not a brother or sister. It's just gender neutral.
So Mr. Potato Head is now inappropriate. Mrs. Potato Head, can't do that. How about Mr. Clean? Isn't there still a product called Mr. Clean?
Going to get rid of that. Thor's a woman now.
What do you mean Thor is a woman?
Thor's a woman in the comic book.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, that's totally.
Well, I mean, I don't know why they do that. I mean.
Batman be Batgirl?
There is already Batgirl.
Well, there's already Thor.
Mm-hmm. I know, man. I don't know.
I'm confused here.
Well, do they do it to make money?
No.
Do they say, listen, we'll change the gender of Thor so we can make money and give it a new storyline?
So.
I don't know.
No. In fact, some of this stuff has gotten so bad. Have you ever watched Doctor Who?
No.
Well, Doctor Who got woke last year, and the ratings tanked like you couldn't believe.
Okay.
And it became to the point where it became politically correct Doctor Who. And this is like an overreach. California's got a bill now where all parts of the toy store, everything basically has to be gender neutral.
Well, didn't Target try that?
Tried that, yeah. It didn't work.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand why we're trying to bend over backwards to make things more difficult in our lives. It is a toy. Mr. Potato Head has a mustache. Mrs. doesn't. If you want the Mr. one, you buy it. If you want the Mrs. one, go and buy it. Who are they hurting? Who? It's a stupid toy. It's an ugly, stupid toy that little children play with.
It is also, though, it's about the conditioning of things. Kids are being raised gender neutral. Kids are being... This is all about...
Do you really think the majority of kids are being raised gender
neutral? No, but it starts...
Not.
No, but go to the schools.
Okay.
You start to see stuff now that you would think to yourself, like, my son, you know, critical race theory and talking about stuff that he's 10.
Yeah.
Right. Like right now, he's not even in school, let alone he doesn't need learning any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the things that they're starting, and you start it young, and then you get to college, and we all know college is crazy for a lot of most kids are fine. They're like, we don't want anything to do. But the loud is getting out there. And what are they doing now? They're getting into the workforce in droves and holding a door open for someone, as we know, could be offensive. These are the things that are
you and I have actually seen that happen.
Yeah.
Okay. She did not want a door held open for her. It happened, a couple months ago. Who knows? We saw that here at the radio station. And it was a visitor.
Not a shot right on
her. It was like a year ago. It wasn't a couple months ago. It was a year ago. We don't have visitors here at the radio station.
What are those?
I don't know. I don't get it. Now, Hasbro came back out and they clarified and they said, well, hold on. Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head characters are still going to exist, but the branding on the box will say Potato Head. Does that now make it fair to men and women, or the male gender and the female gender, that it's not just Mr. Potato Head? Because I'm just to the point where I don't give a crap. If you want to buy the stupid toy, buy it. If you don't like it, like if I were buying a toy for my kid, if I had a kid your age, I'm not buying this stupid toy. If you want to screw around with this kind of stuff, I'm probably not going to buy it.
Them what they want, which is tablets and electronic stuff.
All right. Give them a computer.
A ViewMaster is not that. Remember a ViewMaster?
Yeah.
Yeah. That I tried to tell the kids, that used to be our virtual reality. Click, click. Now I'm in Paris. Click, click. Wow, look at the Eiffel Tower. Click, click. That's it.
Even back then, I thought that was lame. And kids nowadays are like, wow, that is really lame.
Oh, my goodness.